This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
How did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam enter the city? Imagine, Allahu Akbar. This is a city that persecuted him, that drove him and his followers out, that unlawfully, after driving them out, claimed their homes, their possessions. This is a city that tortured some of his followers, murdered many of them, without any provocation. This was a city that fought against him, that raised other tribes and instigated them, incited them against him, that laid siege to his city of Medina. This was a city that headed a constant battle against him, a war, for years on end. Now the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is re-entering the city, not as a refugee, not as someone who fled, not in fear, but as an all-outright conqueror. How does he enter the city of Makkah? What does he say? What does he do? He divided his army into four groups. They entered the city in four factions. Some of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum were intent on revenge because they were impassioned by what they had suffered and experienced over all these years. And some of them made a few comments, such as, today is the final battle, the great battle. When some of the Quraysh, non-Muslims, came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said to him, this is what some of your followers are saying, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, he made a play on the words. The words of the great battle were Malhama, that today is the day of Malhama, the great battle. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, no, today is not the day of great Malhama, today is the day of Marhama. He changed Alam to Ara, meaning today is not the day of the great battle, today is a day of mercy and compassion. He declared a general amnesty. Whoever takes refuge in the city, in Al-Masjid Al-Haram is safe. Whoever takes refuge in the grand house of Abu Sufyan is safe. Whoever takes refuge with any of the Muslims is safe. Whoever any of the Muslims gives protection and refuge to anyone, they are safe. Whoever does not raise arms is safe. Whoever puts down his weapons is safe. It was a general amnesty. The only people who died after that in battle were those who actually fought against the Muslims, despite the general amnesty of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They approached, how did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam enter the city of Makkah as a conqueror? Allahu Akbar. He entered with his head hung and bowed so low that his noble head was almost touching the horn of his saddle. In humility, in submission, a man stood quaking before him. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam pacified him, calmed him and told him, there is no need for you to fear me. I am but the son of a woman who used to eat dried meat. Remembering his mother. They stood before him and they said, O one of us, one of the fellow Quraysh, we are at your mercy and disposal. What will you do to us today? Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لا تثريب عليكم اليوم يغفر الله لكم وهو أرحم الراحمين. Today I say to you what Yusuf alayhi salam said to his brothers, today there is no reprimand against you. Allah will forgive you your sins. And indeed he is the most merciful of those who can show mercy. There was a general amnesty, no bloodshed. The only fighting that took place out of the four groups, the four factions of the army, it was only the faction of Khalid ibn al-Walid which experienced a bit of fighting by a few people who resisted. Otherwise, there was no fighting. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam declared a general amnesty. He left everything as it was. Even the keys of the Kaaba, Ali radiallahu anhu tried to take. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam commanded him to return the keys of the Kaaba to the family that was responsible for them.